So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Serena.
And I'm Joe. We are back from our honeymoon and we are ready to go because Bachelor is in full steam.
Thursday nights, everyone. It is the night of the week. We have Golden Bachelor premiere. We had Bachelor in Paradise premiere. And we have so much to recap because it was a huge week in Bachelor Nation.
We have them both. Golden Bachelor was just, well, we're going to talk about it. And you can't forget Paradise because that's where we found love. We're
exactly.
Married because of Paradise.
Exactly.
So let's get into it.
We're very excited. Let's go.
I will say I had my doubts on Golden Bachelor, even though I didn't vocalize them. I was really unsure.
I feel like I was quite vocal about them, at least in our day-to-day life. When Golden Bachelor first started getting cast, I was like, this is never going to see the light of day.
Yeah.
And then once it got fully cast, I was like, okay, I don't know how this is going to go, but I am eating my words.
Yeah, because I said, like, after we interviewed Gary, I was like, okay, this, I think it's going to be great. And when we did Chicks in the Office, we're like, we're excited because we were excited for
it. Yes. And once Gary got cast, it was like, okay, this is real and he's a star and we're excited for him, obviously.
But in my head, I was like, how's this going to work? And I think I said during it when we were watching it, I was like, I know what I'm watching, but I don't know what I'm watching.
Yeah, because it was so trippy because it's the exact same format and it's the same template we've seen for years and years with this show, but there was just something so different about it in the best way.
It was so good.
I
actually can't believe how much I enjoyed it because I don't really even watch reality TV and I'm watching this and I'm like, this is fantastic.
Joe was big smiling the entire time for an hour straight, just a big smile on his face. But how could you not? I mean, the women are so lovable. The storylines, it was so fun.
And it's so refreshing to watch people who truly are being themselves. Like not one woman that walked out of the limo gave two fucks about how they came across. They're like, this is who I am. I'm comfortable being me.
high.
Yeah, there's so much confidence, which really read through. And I feel like allowed us to connect with the women so much more. Like, I feel like so many of the women, I'm already like, oh my gosh, I love her. I love her. I'm rooting for that one and Gary. Like, and I feel like it's because they're just really putting it all out there of like, this is who I am. It just makes it so much easier to connect with them.
Susan's 6-inch heel line.
Yes.
Was maybe my favorite line on reality TV of all time.
It was her line, but also her delivery. Like, I was like, this is iconic. I'm obsessed with her. And the purple feather dress and the hair.
Well, let's get into the episode from the top. So, Golden Bachelor, up front, we see the golden hearing aid. We hear Gary's story.
Wait, but can we talk about the edit for a second with the dead silence and then him putting on the hearing aid and it cueing the music?
Funny.
And can we also talk about the music? I feel like they like upped their music budget for this show. They had so much good like throwback hits.
Yeah.
Like I loved it. It felt like I was at an 80s prom.
For sure. And I think, I think ABC's got to own that music. And they're like, all right, we'll whip it out for this show.
It was the right timing to whip it out. It just felt like the intro, I remember sitting there watching it just being like, this actually feels iconic right now.
Yeah.
Like it felt like a big moment.
And then like you know, Gary's story, he lost his wife. It is very sad. And then we see him turn the page of like, okay, but now I am ready. And then the music starts.
Because it's a story about hope. It's like a Disney movie, you know? There's sadness and loss at the beginning. And then it's a story about love and hope.
This is Disney. So
it feels Disney.
Truly, truly.
Disney is shining through.
Okay, so the hearing aid, his story. First woman out of, I got to pull up the face sheet here.
First, I can tell you who it is.
First woman out of the limo is Jessie, correct?
Oh, well, Jessie Palmer is the first person in front of the mansion.
There you go. Yes. That's who. So I'm like, who's Jessie?
First woman out of the limo. There's no woman named Jessie.
I'm like, I got Jessie now.
Jessie Palmer was the first person at the mansion. Yes, correct. No, the first woman out of the limo is Edith, which I feel like was a perfect fit. A, she's like stunningly beautiful. She also kind of exudes the like golden bachelor.
I mean, her hair appearance? Is like, she also looks like a princess or a queen in a Disney movie.
Literally.
Yeah.
She's got like silver hair. She's got this amazing gold dress on. Her and Gary like look good together. And I just loved her intro. Like it was the perfect way to start off the night with like the two gold confetti poppers.
Yes.
I just thought it was really cute and a perfect first intro.
But I will say, I actually think the second woman out of the limo, they had a connection, and I think she's gonna go somewhere.
Who was that? Was that
she came out of the limo, she screamed Roberta
Ellen.
Yes. I think she's gonna be there for a minute.
I think so too. They had a genuine connection. Her dress was so good on her, like that color with her beautiful blonde hair, like perfect pairing. She looked so cute. Yeah, and they had a connection.
And she had a lot of spunk, and she was extremely confident. She felt when she was talking, I was like, okay, this woman is very comfortable.
Yes, I thought she was great. I'm trying to think. Let's go through some of our other standout intros.
Well, another one at the beginning, we have Sandra, who, as the show went on, I started liking her more, and I think she's going to be there for a minute.
Me too. She said really good interview moment.
But the intro was weird. The whole swearing, like, I'm just going to walk up and we're going to say a bunch of swear words.
It took me a minute to realize what was happening. And then I was like, oh, they're just like swear chanting, which I think is fine. I mean, if that's how she releases her energy, it's a good way of showing it off.
Well, it all made more sense as the episode went on, and then we saw her and Gary talk one-on-one, and she like kind of like laughed about
it. She made a good joke about it.
And I was like, okay, like that works.
Yeah, it was a bit of an awkward moment at the intro, but then I think she did a good job of like making light of it and making him more comfortable with it later when they had their chat.
All right, should we talk about Leslie?
Yes, we have to.
Leslie, I mean,
Leslie is so hot.
She
could literally
great.
Be on the regular Bachelor. Like, she could go on Joey's season. She looks insane.
Well, how long she dated Prince?
Also
just
insane.
Drops Wait, that. Like, but, I used to date Prince.
And he wrote Sexy Dancer about her.
Yeah.
Like, so casual.
She didn't just date him. Like, he wrote a song about her. And then I went on her Instagram to, like, look and see. And she has
Joe's already on other women's Instagrams. Great.
It's just great. Well, as we were watching the show, I went, you know, I got to do my research. And she has, like, an old photo in black and white of, like, her in, like, a dancer's outfit. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a side photo. And, yeah, you could tell, like, yeah, she probably did.
Stop checking out the contestants.
I'm not checking.
You're a married man.
I wanted to see if there was a photo of her and Prince.
No, I agree. She's in amazing shape. She also has a great personality, super bubbly.
Yeah.
I loved her little black mini dress. Showed off the bod. She definitely stand out. Stood out. I feel like I had something else to say about Leslie, but it's escaping me.
And I could be wrong about this. I'm sure I am. But I don't know if Gary went into it. I think he went into this thing looking for a partner, right?
Totally.
But I don't think his
and love.
Yes, in love. But I don't think his head went to where, like, oh, like, I'm gonna be, like, sexually attracted to a lot of these women.
You don't think he thought about that?
No, I don't. Because even when we were talking to him, like when we interviewed him, he was more like, it's about like family. And like, mm-hmm. He never mentioned anything really about like looking for
a hottie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like to find that lust again. Cause maybe he doesn't think that's there.
You're right.
Anymore,
he never really talked about like lust, sexual attraction, like any of that.
And maybe
it's at the back of his mind, but he's never like
openly talked about it.
Yeah.
And then when he started seeing some of these women, then he's like,
you could
like,
tell his eyes were getting big.
Saying. Yeah, yeah.
Like when Leslie walked out, he was like, whoa.
And then like his belly laughed when he's really getting, you're like, all right.
All right, Gary, settle down.
Gary's getting ready.
A few other intros. We had April, did the eggs in the basket and she was balking like a chicken at him. Mm-hmm. I feel like she has one of like the most like funny, quirky personalities in the house and is also super pretty.
Joan looks great.
Well, yeah, Joan's a supermodel. Like I've been saying, Joan's a supermodel.
Nancy was one of my top picks.
Nancy's
a Nancy Myers movie. She could star in
She
Nancy
literally
Myers
looks
movie.
Like she could be, you know, the scene in It's Complicated with Meryl Streep and all her friends at the dinner table.
Yeah.
She could literally be in that scene.
Yes. Or I was going to say she reminds me of Parent Trap.
She reminds you of the mom in the Parent Trap?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. She was one of my best dressed. She looked so good. Oh, and then we had Charissa's birthday suit intro where you thought she was going to flash Gary.
Yes. Yeah.
I actually thought for a second she was going to flash.
So did
I fully like, thought she was going to be naked.
I was like, let's go.
I thought that was cute. It was like a fun little memorable intro. Your favorite was Susan.
I was going to say, don't forget Susan. What a line. She delivered it so well.
So well. So good. Like, with so much confidence. Because I feel like that was a line that if she, like, fumbled it or got awkward or embarrassed about saying the 6-inch heel,
it would have just fell flat.
It would have fell flat. But the way she delivered it was so hilarious.
It was perfect. It was perfect. It was so funny.
Joe was actually cracking up.
Yeah. I was like, I love her. And then she ended up being the last woman to get a rose.
Yeah, we were stressing out.
Which I was like, oh my fucking God, Gary, give her a rose. Like, keep her on. She's awesome. I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And With It, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And there was two women that kissed him at the intro. April and Teresa, yeah. I think, were the two that I remember at least that like kissed him on the mouth. It was just like a cute little peck. But I feel like on Bachelor, Bachelorette, that would be so scandalous. Whereas I feel like it was like not a big thing on Golden Bachelor. Maybe that's a generation thing.
Yeah. And they're all put in. And also we can't forget, and she is our guest. So make sure you stay tuned later this week. We are going to have Faith on. First impression, Rose pulls up in a motorcycle and Gary is in love with her.
Gary's in love. I literally wrote in my notes, I love Faith, dash, so does Gary.
Gary loves Faith. Like he, when she was
singing her song.
So, yes, she was singing to Gary on their one-on-one conversation. And the man was like, totally like I wanted to actually jump in there and be like, Gary, play it cool. Like you are the bachelor. Like take it easy. It was like he just gave up. He's like, that's it. Like this is who I love.
No, he
I
like melted her. For that woman.
Yeah, it was insane. It was crazy.
Okay. So now we've moved on from the entrances. A lot of good entrances. Everyone looked so good. I'm like literally blown away by these women. I cannot believe that they let Gary do his intro toast on The Bachelor with a glass of orange juice.
But it was probably orange juice and vodka.
I don't care. It was literally a short glass, like something you would see an old fashioned in, with orange juice in it.
I love that they did that.
Why?
Because I just can't believe no one was like, dude.
Just hold the champagne.
No, because this is him being him. This is what he likes to drink. I want an orange juice and vodka. And that's what he's drinking. And I like that. I think that was the smart move.
I respect it too. I was just absolutely shocked. I've just never seen anyone do any sort of toast on this show with anything that didn't look like a very strong cocktail.
Also, we can't forget about Jimmy Kimmel's aunt.
Yeah. Did she come in before the toast?
Strange.
Yes, she came out of the limo too. Yeah.
She came out of the limo basically just like talking shit about herself. She's like, I'm here. Look at all you women. You look great. But it was funny.
I loved it. I wonder if Jimmy Kimmel will talk about it on his show about how his aunt
was there. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so now let's talk about any one-on-ones that really stood out besides Faith. I mean, Faith, that one really, really stood out.
Definitely. I feel like it was pretty obvious that she was going to get the first impression rose just because I really saw sparks fly between them. And she's just like a very confident, well-spoken, beautiful woman. And they just really seemed to connect like when they had a conversation. But I think there was definitely a few other ones. Obviously, Leslie, we liked her. They seemed to have like a fun little dancing moment. Teresa and Gary had like a cute kiss moment.
Yeah. And she was sitting there like, I didn't get any time with Gary. And then when she got her time, she really put it to work. Like,
oh yeah,
she took
it was her birthday.
Yeah.
So I thought
she was going home.
I didn't know, to be honest. Her intro.
Before that conversation.
Off of her intro, I was like, I'm not sure where her story is going to go. But then when they talked, they just, again, really seemed to connect. And then Gary did the thing where he was like, if I get this cupcake all over my face, will you clean it up for me? I was like, oh my God, Gary.
Yeah.
So cute. Yeah. He like totally baited her to make out.
Yeah. It's great. It's so, it's just like watching it. It is so crazy because we've watched so many seasons. And it's just, yeah, it's just like, it's the same thing. It's the same, but it's just different. It, yeah. It's refreshing actually.
It really is.
Who, I like Marina.
I like Marina too. She's very pretty. She also seems very confident.
Yeah. I like Marina. I think Ellen's a strong front runner.
Okay, wait. Before we get into talking about the rose ceremony, should we pick our top four predictions?
What do you mean? You already have one. You already have someone gone.
Okay, no, forget about that. Let's reset.
I don't know.
Fine.
No. Let's do. Okay, top four or top three.
Let's do top three. Do I have to? Okay, yeah, top three. So for
just because you're my wife, I'm going to give you another opportunity at this. You know,
get out of here. So for those who don't know, when the cast got released, Joe and I each picked someone just off of the headshots. I picked Anna, who sadly went home night one. Bye, Anna. We're sad to see you go. And then Joe picked, who did you pick?
I picked Nancy.
You picked Nancy. So you can pick three more and then you'll have a top four with
Nancy.
No,
let's just both do top three.
Top three?
Our top three, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. I'm going to say Faith.
Okay.
I'm going to say Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm really between Leslie and Nancy, and I'm going to say Nancy.
Okay. Damn. You're like right where I am. I feel like I was going to pick a lot of the same people. I'm going to go Leslie. I'm going to go. See, I want to pick Ellen and Faith too, but I'm going to mix it up to make it interesting. I'm going to go Leslie. I'm going to go Teresa.
Interesting. She could be her minute.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go Faith too.
Okay.
I'm going to go Faith, Teresa, and Leslie.
Okay. Well, it was a great first episode. I enjoyed all of it. I had a smile on my face the whole time.
I did not enjoy was the rose ceremony because honestly,
I felt really bad. Yeah, I felt really bad too. And so did he.
Oh yeah, he had a hard time.
Yeah, he started crying a little bit. That was rough. It is actually, it when seeing these women who all were just so wonderful and, you know, they step out and go on this show, which is scary.
It is scary.
It's a big risk. And then seeing them go home was rough. That actually, yeah, I didn't like that either.
No, it was so hard. It's only going to get harder. And I think Gary, considering he had a really hard time with it night one, he's going to have a really hard time with it this season.
He's going to be a mess.
And well, we saw in the super tease
that
he's like having a super tough time breaking up with people.
And Gary falls in love.
Definitely. I bet you do think Gary falls in love with multiple people.
100% times 1,000.
Do you think he falls in love with more than two people?
Yeah.
You think he falls in love with three people?
I'd say Gary falls in love with three to four people.
Whoa.
Well, he's in love with one already.
Yeah, Faith.
And it's night one. So he is falling in love with multiple women. Before we jump to Paradise, do we think they're going to do a Golden Bachelorette?
I think so, yeah.
And out of these women right now, just shooting your shot, who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, let me go back and look at my thing. It's so hard to tell right now. I would go if they're not with Gary, Ellen or Leslie.
Ellen or Leslie. I would say, let me see.
But you know who I would love to see is Susan or April.
Because here's the thing. They do need to pick a lead that is a little wild. And I think April or Susan could definitely be that lead.
Okay, but Leslie used to date Prince. Like, girls definitely got a bit of a wild
Leslie's
side.
Up there too. There's a bunch, but great first episode. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens the rest of the season.
I'm so excited to see the dates that they go on, to get to know more of the women, to continue to get to know the ones that we already are excited about. I literally am on the edge of my seat. Like, when we finished that episode, I was like, I can't wait to watch the rest of the season. Yeah.
It's shorter too, which I enjoyed.
I liked that too. I thought 1 hour was great.
I really want to know if he had vodka in that orange juice. Now, he definitely did.
Next time we interview him, that's the first question I'm asking is, what were you toasting with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or champagne and orange juice. I feel like they would have put it in a champagne glass. Mimosa, though.
And they, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that sums it up, right? Anything else we left out? The little dance party was a lot of fun. They were all getting it on. I think we covered it all. Yeah.
I think we did. I think we covered as much as we can for the first episode, and there's lots of good stuff to come.
Yep. Okay. Let's jump into Bachelor in Paradise, the show that's following Golden Bachelor. And that was a tough first episode to follow because it was really, really good. Okay. So we're back. Bachelor in Paradise is back. Jesse is there. First person on the beach. Rachel.
Sorry. Well, I just thought you were about to do it again where you're like, first person on the beach is Jesse.
No. Rachel is first. She's back. She was the Bachelorette. She is now single and she's ready to date in Paradise. How do you feel about Rachel coming back?
I feel good. I think after seeing how well it worked out for Becca, I mean, her and Thomas just had a baby. I think that she set a great example for future Bachelorettes and potentially bachelors coming down to Paradise and finding love. I can imagine that it's probably a bit of a shock to the system for Rachel coming down and having gone from being the Bachelorette to now in Paradise. And some of these guys were on her season and it's just a little hectic. Actually, wait, are any of the guys down there yet from her season?
I don't think so. Avon is when he comes down at the end, but
correct.
Leads into the next episode.
So I'm happy to see her down there. Yeah. And I would love to see her find someone on the beach. I think that would be a great end to her story.
Everybody else are all newer, the newer seasons. I would say Eliza coming back was surprising.
Yeah, I'm still surprised by that. And I know the cast has been out for like a month and I'm still surprised by that for some reason. So I'm really intrigued to see where it goes. But I would imagine, and I'm excited to eventually talk to her on the podcast this season, I would imagine that she's just still hopeful that this can work for her and she can find someone.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have Blake Moynes is back, which we know the process does work for him.
We know it works almost perfectly for him.
Yeah. So we'll see how he does. So down on the beach, I think Will seems to be the guy that all the girls want to talk to right now.
Yes. And for those of you that don't remember, Will was on Michelle's season and we had him on the podcast earlier. If you want to take a listen to that, he is definitely a hot commodity. I will tell you why he is a hot commodity. One of the reasons, besides the fact that he's a good looking guy. I feel like it was similar for, you're a bad example, but because you freaked out the first day. But Will doesn't know any of these guys.
Yeah.
And I feel like the girls do it too, but the girls cluster up, they hang out with their girlfriends, but they want to be pursued by the guys. And the guys cluster up and they hang out with their guy friends. And it ends up being this like grade 7 dance situation where like the guys are hanging out and the girls are hanging out. They use each other as a crutch.
Yeah.
As a crutch. But Will doesn't know anyone. So he's like, all right, the guys are already bros. I'm going to go start chatting with the girls. And that is how he's gotten himself into this love triangle with Kylie and Olivia.
That was my first Bachelor in Paradise because I went home night one. I didn't have any relationship with the guys down there. So when I went down there, I was kind of the same thing. I'm kind of solo. And I feel like Blake also has that. And Brayden has that a little bit too, because Brayden is now like, I'm not even going to talk or hang out with the guys. He went straight for the women. And already you have Aaron B is like talking shit about how Brayden's going about it. And it's just like,
I don't know if I agreed with Aaron in this situation.
No, not
because
this
he
one.
Was like, Brayden came right down, didn't even say hi to us, went right and talked to the girls. And like, okay, sure, you're going to come up and said hi, but you guys aren't friends.
Yeah.
You don't get along. You're not buddies. Yeah. And the point is to find a relationship. So him coming down and talking right to the girls, like, I wouldn't categorize that as disrespectful to the guys. But I do understand Aaron being like, let's just bear the hatchet and like be pleasant and say,
well,
like,
then he could go up and say that. But the truth is, it's like, you live your life. Brayden lives his life. You are really only there to find someone to potentially date or get engaged to. So work on that. But yes, I agree. That is why Will right now has the upper hand for sure.
Yes.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's using it so we see like
the main convo, and if you watched, you heard it the entire episode, but the sucking toes,
are you okay?
Yeah, but I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Oh, Olivia.
Olivia, yeah. So basically Olivia asked Will, like, would you suck my toes? And he was like, maybe, and they joked about it, and that was a running joke, but then they did make out.
Olivia must have just made that comment like offhand as like a flirty joke. Like, little did this woman know that she was creating a storyline that was going to last an hour for us, aka like 24 hours for them.
Yep. And then another person in this mix who is also one of the people that are highlighted a lot in this episode is Kylie, which we will have Kylie on the podcast this week. So Kylie's whole thing is she's waiting for Avon.
Oh, yeah. Like, her whole intro package, her whole like first hour on the beach. It's like, this girl is here for Avon. He's been liking her pics. He sent her a fire emoji. Like, he's putting out the feelers like, hey, I'm interested in you. And like, every girl knows it, because every time someone comes down, they're like, oh, Kylie, it's not Avon yet. Like, this is a thing.
Yep. Yep. And
but no Avon.
No Avon. So Kylie likes Will as well. So she ends up later in the evening getting a date card, asking Will. Will says yes. Olivia is now upset that they didn't bring it to her attention or pull her to the side and say anything. How do you feel about that? Because it is day one. It is very early. They had one kiss. It was probably too early to even do that. It seems like that was forced. And now she's upset. Do you think she should be upset?
I mean, I don't think I can sit here and say like she shouldn't be upset. Obviously, she liked him. They had a moment. He kissed her, when he did it, I was like, ooh, I don't think he should have done that. I think that was a little bit quick on his part. But whatever, they kissed. So yeah, I would be upset if I was in her position too. Would I have been as upset? No. Do I think that he owed her a conversation? Not really.
That's how I should have phrased it. It does make, like, I would be upset too if
I kiss
somebody
there
and then they go on a date right away. It makes sense that you're upset.
And also, like, she didn't get a one-on-one on Zach's season. She didn't really have a connection with him. She comes down, this guy who everyone's kind of interested in her, have a really fun, playful conversation. They end up making out. She's probably excited and hopeful that, like, this is going to go somewhere. And immediately he goes on this date with Kylie, which, like, if he asked Kylie on the date, I think if I'm her, I'm way more upset. Kylie asked him. He said yes. They had also had a conversation. Like, it's paradise. You've only been there for a few hours. I don't think he owes anyone anything at this point.
I think he could have pulled her to the side
he
and said.
He could have.
I think he could have. I don't think she had to. I don't think Kylie had to check
talk
in
to Olivia.
No.
The thing is we have no idea what their friendship is, because they were both on the same season. Like, if that was like Abigail, like, I probably would have pulled Abigail aside. But if it was someone that, like, I didn't know that well and I wasn't that close with, I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, but I don't think they were friends before.
Yeah, I don't think they're that close either. So now, like, let's play this out. If it was me, I'm trying to think how I want to say this. If I am in Kylie's position, okay, you and I, like, kiss on the first day, and then I ask someone else on a date, what do you do then if you're in Olivia's position?
Well, A, I don't act upset at all.
Just bury your feelings. Just hide them.
I instantly bury my feelings. And I probably go talk to somebody else immediately.
Yeah.
And just kind of move on. But also, you don't have to, like, it's not like that relationship's. See, like, I feel like Olivia got so worked up over it that now that relationship's totally dead, which I don't think it had to be.
See, if I'm Olivia, I agree with you. I wouldn't bury my feelings. That feels really unhealthy. But I would probably be like, this
sucks.
Doing
it my whole life.
I'd probably be like, this sucks. I liked him. Like, I'm a bit embarrassed right now. whatever, he's going on that date. It might go terribly. So I'm going to go talk to someone else, see if there's anyone else here I have a connection with, and then find out when they get back if he's into her, he's going to pursue her, there's anything still there with us. And I'm definitely sitting there being like, if Avon comes down, Kylie is likely going to pursue that. So I'm not trying to shut the door here on Will yet.
But not according to Kylie, because Kylie said even if Justin Bieber walked down, she would stay with Will, which
I didn't believe
100% that. Bullshit.
Because, I didn't believe that for a second. Yeah. Kylie, get out of here with that comment.
Because if Kylie is willing to leave for Avon from the Bachelorette Rachel season, she will definitely leave for Justin Bieber.
100%.
That's not even questionable. But yeah, so Will, Kylie, they have a nice little date, but we all know.
Wait, can we talk about Will falling in the pool?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to.
Oh,
Will,
sorry.
Will falls in the pool, awkward. He was all upset about it. I mean, I think he could have had a little more fun with that because, whatever.
Honestly think he scared himself.
Yeah.
When the floor falls out from under you, that feeling?
Yeah.
I think he freaked himself out a little bit.
Well, he was really embarrassed.
Well, yeah, he's drenched on a first date with this girl. I mean, she didn't see it and she was super nice about it and handled it really well. But I mean, yeah, he could have laughed it off a little bit more, but I think he was really embarrassed.
Yeah.
So,
And then do we have any other? We have little connections. We see Kat and Brayden. It looks like that could be something.
You want me to list off the relationships that we got going?
Yeah.
All right. So we got Kat and Brayden, who I actually like that.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. She seems like she's a little high maintenance in terms of the bugs and the sand and the water and the heat, which I don't really blame her. It's kind of hectic down there. And he's good at just kind of being it's okay. It's okay. So they're cute. We've got Rachel and Hotshon. We've got Blake and Jess, who honestly, we barely saw that situation. We barely saw any of these people. They all kind of came out of nowhere at the end for me. Aaron S. and Sam, which kind of makes sense to me, despite the fact that I don't really know either of them that well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then Aaron.
They look like they're an equal match.
Yes, they look really good together.
Yeah.
They look good together. And then Aaron B. and Mercedes. Wait.
No, Aaron B. and Eliza. Yeah.
Why do I have Aaron B. and Mercedes?
Is there a Mercedes on the show?
Yeah, it was Mercedes. We interviewed her.
Oh, yes. Mercedes. Who is Mercedes talking to?
Maybe no one yet. So a couple of the floaters we got are Greer, Brooklyn, Kat, Peter, Olivia.
Hotshon and Rachel, right?
Hotshon and Rachel. I like that.
That's not going anywhere.
No, of course not. But I like it for now.
I wanted to. And then we got the Pilot Pete, which we can't have another Pilot Pete.
No,
there's only
it's
one
so
Pilot
confusing.
Pete.
When I heard someone go, oh, Pilot Pete's here. I was like, what? Did I seriously miss something? And then I was like, oh, it's not actually Pilot Pete.
You can't do that. There is only one Pilot Pete, and that's Peter Weber.
But this Pilot Pete that's on this season.
We got to call him Pete. If anything, he's Pete the Pilot.
Let's just call him Pete.
Yeah.
I can't do Pilot Pete. I literally immediately think Peter Weber.
Yeah.
This Pete was very open to sucking Olivia's toes.
Yeah. There's definitely a story with him because we saw at the after the Rose or whatever show that
at
was.
The Mental All for Charity
Mental
season.
All. We saw the drama with him. There's definitely more to his story. So I'm curious to see what happens.
Yes.
He definitely rubs some guys the wrong way. Cause we know that Aaron S. does not like him.
Yes,
correct. And he's been vocal about it. So something obviously happens with those guys. I think that sums it up. We could talk a little more about Will falling in the water.
there's not much more to say.
We do see clips. We see the trailer for the rest of the season. We see Will crying, which we know. Oh, let's get to the end. Avon comes down.
Yes.
Which, predictable. Know he's coming down. We know he is there most likely to talk to Kylie.
Imagine he comes down and doesn't talk to Kylie at all. That would be so crazy.
Well, it also looks like he may talk to Olivia.
I mean, here's the thing. He's going to come down. He's going to pull a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And then he's probably going to ask Kylie on a date. And she's probably going to go, which is going to cause Will and Olivia some emotions.
Yeah. And I feel like Will's then going to go back to Olivia. It's going to be similar to that
Romeo situation. Remember Romeo from last Jill season when he hopped around a bunch?
Yes.
And then, yeah, I feel like that's kind of where this is going.
And then we can't forget that when Avon comes down, that's the first guy from Rachel's season that will be on the beach. And he went far. I mean, he was, what, her second runner-up?
Yeah, he was up there. And then remember they brought him back at the after the Rose show when Tino was sitting there?
Yes.
I would say, if I had to guess, well,
do you think they're on good terms?
I would say they definitely are on some kind of terms. Like they've definitely, but I'm saying like they definitely have spoken after.
Yes, definitely.
Sure. And clearly nothing has come out of it. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that they're good. I would also assume that Avon will pull Rachel first.
I would hope that he pulls her at least to just have a conversation of like a, hey, I'm here, you're here situation. I think it would be awkward if he like pulled a bunch of girls and then like left on a date and like didn't talk to her. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Do you think that would be awkward? I'd be like, you're not even going to acknowledge her. Like
only because if he was like number 7 or 8, I would say, no, don't pull her. Cause then it's kind of weird. But since he was one of her top guys, maybe, yeah, he should probably pull her.
Yeah.
I would think he does.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see. I'm hoping that next episode we see more of the other couples because it seems like a lot of relationships are forming. And as much as the Olivia, Kylie, Will love triangle is quite entertaining, I want to see where the other relationships are going as well.
Yeah, me too. So that's pretty much a recap on both episodes. So make sure to stay tuned because on Monday we are dropping an episode with Kylie and on Tuesday we are dropping an episode with Faith. So you don't want to miss it. Check it out here. Bachelor Happy Hour.
Bye.
So this year I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.